This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We need a better way to find emojis. I'm supposed to be on a flight soon, and everybody is reminding me to check in, and I'm going to have to check into my flight. Okay, can I say, this is baloney. Okay, how many of you guys fly with Southwest Airlines? I do. I fly with Southwest Airlines, and I do so because it's cheaper. I will usually find a much cheaper rate, okay? And I just have to fly from Vegas to Reno to go to Tahoe. It's about maybe a 45-minute flight. They, you know, you barely even have time to drink your drink. You know, like I'll order maybe some cranberry juice or maybe a soda pop or something. I know you're not supposed to have soda pop, but, you know, I'll order something small. And you really don't have time. But a flight like that is pretty, pretty quick. And they're usually not that expensive. So if you're going to fly, you know, from Vegas to Reno or Tahoe or whatever, Southwest is the way to go. But what really, really stings is you have to check in online. And it's open seating. Now, for some, they love open seating. You know, they could then maybe take up a whole row. I know what you guys do. I've done that, too, on a plane, where I'll tell one kid to sit by the window, one to sit by the aisle, and nobody wants to sit in a middle seat between two people. So people do that all the time. I see couples do that all the time, going, you know, because they want to have the whole row. But, you know, one thing that these airlines have been doing recently is a few years back, you could get away with that. And you would often be able to get your whole row, you know, to yourself. Not that two people in a row is a whole row to yourself. But you don't get that middle seat free. The problem is now, because airlines have been getting cheaper and cheaper and they want to save money, they will book every seat. They will cancel flights to combine flights and combine people. So they max every seat. And the stewardesses or the flight attendants will say, this is going to be a full flight. And then you're like, oh, man. So, well, Southwest at this point, it's kind of a pain in the butt. So when you, I don't know if you've ever done this, when you check in, you need to check in if you want to get a decent boarding pass. Now, by boarding pass, if you fly United or American Airlines or whatever, they tell you what boarding group you're in. If you don't spend the big bucks, you're going to be in a crappy boarding group. That's just the way it is. Okay? So if your flight was cheap, if you bought your flight a certain time, if you aren't any of their VIP, like Delta has some VIP, whatever, if you're not that, you don't get to board early. And to me, I'm not going to spend that because if my seat is already set, why do I have to board early? The only time you want to board early is if it's going to be, you know, a big chaotic grab first come first serve type of seat. So if my seat on an American Airlines plane is 26A, I know it's going to be there and it'll be there before the gate closes. So I could get my butt on that plane whenever the hell I please. True, it would be nice to have some overhead, you know, room to put my bag, but I just bring stuff that could go under my seat. So I'm good. Okay, I'm good. But with Southwest, they have like A, B, and C, for those of you guys that don't ever fly. And this is a cause of some major stress. I mean, we are talking major, major stress. Because everybody will be at their computer. So like my flight is tomorrow at 10:15 a.m. So I have to, at 10:15 a.m., hit the button to check in. The sooner you check in, the sooner you get your boarding pass. But I can't do it at 10:14. I can't do it at
at 10 o'clock because it has to be 24 hours. So you sit there, you keep hitting the button, hitting the button, hitting the button at 10:14 and 58 seconds, 10:14 and 59 seconds, and 10:15. Then sometimes it still doesn't go, and you're like, what? Then you check in, you tell them how many bags, I don't know, tell them that you're not having hazardous material, whatever. And then you get your boarding pass. And if it's in the A group, you're going to be good. If it's in the B group, eh. But if it's in the C group, you're sitting next to the toilet. Or you're going to be stuck sitting in between two people that you don't want to sit next to. Now, I got to tell you guys something. I don't know if you remember, but when I was little, there was some horrible plane crash. And there was a kid that survived the plane crash. Because the kid was sitting in between two obese individuals. And sitting in between two obese individuals when that plane crashed, that kid survived. And so it may not be the worst thing in the world to sit in between two people. I wonder if they've ever done a study on plane crashes. Who survives a plane crash from 35,000 feet up in the air? And is it because you were in the middle seat? Were you in the front of the plane? Were you in the middle? Were you in the back? Yeah, everybody's like, well, I want to be in first class because it'll increase my chance of survival. First class increases your chance of survival on the Titanic because you got to get off, you know, get on the boat or whatever. Will it necessarily increase your chance of survival on a plane? Maybe. Let's say the plane's on fire. Who gets to disembark first? Well, whoever's by a door. And since main cabin, they call it the main cabin, it's the coach crappy seats. Those of us who sit in coach crappy seats because we can't afford first class, we're going to go out the exit door. Which, by the way, if there's a fire, you're not going to be able to see the exit door. So what you need to do is whenever you get on the plane, you need to count the rows. Okay, by your hands. So if you see that you are in 26A and the exit row is 17... You might want not, I would just, as you walk by the row, count. Okay, so that if it is smoky, you know where to go. Yeah, because people are going to be screaming, they're going to be stupid, they're going to be trying to grab their iPhones and all that other stuff. That's just what happens. So, yeah, there could be an argument that if you're in first class, you're going to be able to disembark very easily. Right? So, we'll see. Also, it's really nice in the first class to get to drink. So, if anything was happening, you'd get some really good access to some alcohol. Hopefully you'll be able to fall asleep. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So it's very anxiety producing. So I have to, on commercial break, try to click my Southwest Airlines thing. That's going to be a good trip. It's a medical conference. So, you know, I'll get to sit there and fall asleep. 1-877-DOLLY. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
Lion. All right, this is ridiculous. Yeah, I did check in. I got B20. I'm in boarding group 20. I checked in the second the 15-minute mark came, and I only got B20. Maybe a bunch of people are paying for that early boarding, but that stinks. So a bunch of the doofuses I'm going with, and they're my buddies, so we call each other doofuses. We all got B18, B20, B22, which means nobody could save us a seat. This blows. I'm so mad. Anyway, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott and Jason and Manny and Kyle and all the guys over there working my dial. I'm working the dials, working the dials. Got to be careful. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Hey, guys in radio are pretty, they're pretty, you know, maybe that was a Freudian slip. They're hot, you know, what are you going to do? And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Oprah Winfrey does not appear to be running for president. I don't know if I believe that. You know, didn't Hillary say she wasn't going to run? And then all of a sudden, oh, I'm going to run. Okay, once people got wind
that Oprah might run for president, you know, boy, did the media start going all over her. And she needs some time. You know, they got this big, huge Vanity Fair cover, which, by the way, that's had some drama. Have you guys seen this? Apparently Vanity Fair, I don't read Vanity Fair. I've been kind of out of it when it comes to the entertainment type thing because I don't really buy magazines. I will read stuff in the news. And I guess Vanity Fair has this picture with Oprah Winfrey, Gal Gadot, Reese Witherspoon, etc. And I guess the pictures had a bunch of Photoshop fails. Reese Witherspoon had three legs. Oprah Winfrey had an extra hand. And so they really kind of screwed up with that. And we know they Photoshop and, you know, digitalize things, etc. Well, not only do they add body parts, but they remove people. And so I guess James Franco has been now digitally removed from the Vanity Fair Hollywood issue cover. Why? Because of sexual misconduct allegations. James Franco is a Golden Globe winner, SAG Award nominee for this year's The Disaster Artist, and he does not get to be pictured, even though he was going to, with Reese Witherspoon, Robert De Niro, I believe Tom Hanks is, I think, there, etc. And so, of course, there's been a lot of discussion saying, well, look, you know, is he guilty until proven innocent? And apparently, I think five women have come forward saying that he had alleged sexual misconduct with him in a recent L.A. Times report. According to the Hollywood Reporter, Franco had posed for the shoot, given an interview for the piece, and for the reports, the stars are photographed in smaller groups and then digitally merged for the full image. Editor Jane Sarkin confirmed to E! News that they held shoots in both Los Angeles and New York to accommodate the group, but the final cover did not have Franco's face. Why? Because he was removed. So, a Vanity Fair spokesperson told E! News, "We made a decision not to include James Franco on the Hollywood cover once we learned of the misconduct allegations. E! News has reached out to Franco's rep for the comment, etc., blah, blah, blah." And, of course, Franco's lawyer said, no, these claims against me, that surfaced on social media, not accurate. And one thing that has come back to our topic of discussion, which in the media and headlines, is an allegation is enough to get you fired, get you booted, get you dumped. And we are now in a world where you have to hope that nobody alleges anything against you. Now, I'm not saying James Franco's innocent. I'm not saying he's guilty. But an allegation, which we've seen now time and time again, when it comes to news, when it comes to broadcasters, when it comes to jobs, when it comes to, you know, movies, etc., allegations are enough to do it. Now, why? You're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. Why is somebody accusing you enough to basically not only make you guilty, but hang you, right? You're hung until proven innocent. Why? Well, it's all about then the lynching that happens on the business or the owner or whoever, you know, is associated with you. And people do not have time to wait for the court process. People are also frustrated that sometimes these cases don't go to court and they get settled out of court. You know, would you be willing to take $5 million so this goes away, so this doesn't make it to court? Because in court, there's a chance you're not going to make any money. So here's $5 million. Oh, okay, yeah, that's fine. So companies, they have their own butts to cover. Everybody needs to cover their own butts. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of Harrison Ford. And Carrie Fisher, in her book before she died, had talked about how, you know, Harrison Ford cheated on his wife, I think with her. They had a romantic affair for a few months. A lot of marijuana at the time, which was illegal, obviously, at the time. All this stuff. And, I mean, Harrison Ford, we like his acting. We think he's a gifted actor. Okay, we're fans of his. What he did in his social life was, you know, his business. Okay, it's not for us to judge. But he gets to be on Vanity Fair. Yeah, because right now, James Franco, it's all very, very hot and very... And for those of you who don't know who James Franco is, he played the Green Goblin's son in the early Spider-Man movies. And he's been in Milk and Pineapple Express and a lot of movies. And he's a good actor. He's a great actor. His younger brother acts too. Good actor as well. But, right now, it's anybody that has any news surrounding them that has to do with sex is toxic. And the people at risk for this are people that associate with, these figures, these Hollywood figures. I'm hearing these allegations of Harvey Weinstein where people had to clean up bodily fluids afterwards. Many actresses have said that, he pulled down his pants and asked for oral sex in order for them to get the part. Another very well-known actress got denied the part because she didn't X, Y, and Z. And, it's hard to prove these, and you always wonder, are these people now getting another 15 minutes of fame because they're in the news telling their story or not? But, when you hear multiple accounts, and we're talking a lot, the odds are not everybody is making up their story. But you do wonder. You do wonder. Are people that are, in the news now getting an opportunity to make it into the news? It's an unfortunate thought. And with, James Franco is a good-looking guy. He's an actor. Did he get with some women? And, yeah, he probably did. Was he harassing them? Did he get drunk? Did he, we don't really know all the details of that. Could it have happened? It could have. Jeremy Piven was accused of groping somebody twice, two different times. Kissing and touching their butt. You wonder, were they making out at a party? Or did he really come up and start kissing somebody and grabbing somebody's butt who was trying to have a conversation with somebody else? It's a very, very tough time right now for anybody who's been a victim, and many of us have been victims of assault and harassment, and for those who don't want an allegation against them when they didn't do anything wrong. And so I wonder where this is a big question on people's minds. If you got frisky with somebody and made out with them, and had something that appeared to be consensual at the time, and years later, they come back, and we're talking, it could be decades later, they come back and say, you did X, Y, and Z, and you lose your job, what do you do? Nobody wants to be in the media saying, oh yeah, we hired somebody who had alleged sexual misconduct. If you guys notice, if you guys see these headlines, it says alleged sexual misconduct. This person, gets fired or booted or this show canceled or whatever for alleged sexual misconduct. Okay. If you really look at the words, it means somebody was accused of it and could be innocent. Could be guilty, but could be innocent. But no, those three words together, alleged sexual misconduct, stand out as somebody doing bad. So, don't get alleged. Don't get accused. And don't do it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, for those of you who work at FedEx, I think you're going to be kind of happy. We're being told that FedEx has committed to $3.2 billion to raise pay. Package delivery company FedEx Corp said on Friday it will spend more than $3.2 billion on wage increases, bonuses, pension funding, and capital investment, taking advantage of the U.S. tax overhaul signed into law in December. Woohoo! The Memphis, Tennessee-based company said it would invest $1.5 billion to significantly expand its hub in Indianapolis over the next 7 years and to modernize and enlarge its Memphis super hub. The new tax code allows companies to immediately write off the full value of capital costs, which helps make, sorry about that, The new tax code allow company to write off the full value of capital costs, which helps make projects more financially attractive. But, unfortunately, the benefit starts to phase out in 2023.
So we may see some changes in 2023, depending on the next administration. They say it also permanently lowers the U.S. corporate tax rate from 21% to 21% from 35%. So this announcement makes FedEx the latest U.S. company to promise higher pay for workers, citing the tax cuts. FedEx, which said the recent tax changes would likely boost economic growth and investment in the U.S., also said it would contribute $1.5 billion to an employee pension plan. Very cool. The company plans more than $200 million in higher compensation, about two-thirds of which will go to hourly employees, with the remainder funding increases in performance-based incentive plans for salaried workers. Pretty nice. All right. So, Home Depot is now also going to get hourly, going to get bonuses for their hourly workers. We're being told Home Depot is awarding its hourly employees in the U.S. a one-time cash bonus of up to $1,000 following the passage of new tax legislation. The bonus amounts will be determined based on a person's length of service, very similar to Walmart's strategy. So all hourly workers are going to at least get $200, spokesman told CNBC, and the maximum payout is going to be $1,000 for those who worked at least 20 years. So the sliding scale is basically if you've been there less than 2 years, you would get $200. 2 to 4 years, $250. If you've been there 5 to 9 years at Home Depot, $300. 10 to 14 years, $400. 15 to 19 years, $750. And 20 plus years, $1,000. Now some of you will say, well, it's not really a lot of money. But you want to know what? For a company to give back something, I mean, I think it's cool. Maybe it's not going to be all the money. I mean, here's the thing. We also got to be careful here. Okay? You know, what President Trump did, the administration did, and is trying to do with the tax, you know, cuts, etc. Each dime, you know, dime for dime or dollar for dollar is not supposed to end up in an employee pocket. That's not exactly what the plan is supposed to be. The plan is supposed to be, you know, such that there's extra money for expansion, for more hiring, which FedEx is promising. We'll see if they do it, but what they're promising to do is to expand hubs. Expand hubs offers more jobs. So say, well, look, if they, you know, this $3.2 billion could go into all the employees' pockets. How does that help that company continue to then help the economy? Yes, it helps giving people money so they spend more. That helps, but it doesn't have to be the whole piece. But still, very, very cool. The home improvement retailer said the new tax law is going to result in added tax expenses of about $150 million in the fourth quarter. These expenses and the bonus payments will lower their fiscal earnings by about 19 cents a share. But they say that the legislation's impact on this business should be beneficial. So very, very cool. We'll see what happens. We definitely want expansion. We definitely want more jobs. Now, when you look at FedEx and you look at Home Depot, I mean, FedEx, I'm not sure if they are related to Amazon and they work with Amazon. I'm sure that we will see some merging happen eventually with these big companies. But you used to buy a product and it would be shipped FedEx. You buy something on eBay and maybe shipped FedEx or UPS. Isn't there DHL? Isn't that another one? And so, now that people are not walking into stores as much and doing more online sort of transactions, people don't want to leave their house. We're going to be very vitamin D deficient, by the way. These companies are poised to make a killing, especially those with the shipping companies. So we'll see what happens. Well, Home Depot, if people don't go into Home Depot stores later, they'll need to ship through FedEx. Maybe they should, you know, buddy up. Anyway, 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're being told that a Texas inmate was busted while re-entering the prison with booze and home-cooked meals. An inmate who escaped from a federal prison in Southeast Texas didn't just leave. He came back. Came back with snacks and alcohol, tobacco, and cooked food. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office sent a statement that they had been tipped off that inmates had been sneaking out of the prison complex and re-entering with contraband. Joshua Randall Hansen, 25 years old, was spotted by sheriff's deputies and U.S. Marshals running out of the back of a federal prison in Beaumont, Texas, in Wednesday evening. Hansen picked up a large duffel bag that a vehicle had dropped off at a private property adjacent to the prison. The deputies said they arrested him as he tried to re-enter. There was three bottles of brandy, a bottle of whiskey, packages of tobacco, salty snacks, fruit, home-cooked foods like barbecue sausage and fried chicken. Mmm! Fox 40 reported. He had been serving a 27-month sentence for drug-related charges and now faces additional charges of escape and marijuana possession. So my guess is marijuana might have been in there, too. According to Deputy Marcus McKellen, inmates walking off the prison grounds only to return with contraband is not a new phenomenon. He said he told the Beaumont Enterprise that similar incidents have been occurring pretty much since day one. See, I wonder where they hide the contraband. You know, I don't know if you guys have ever watched Orange is the New Black. But they'll do, searches, periodic searches of the mattresses and things like that. You know, depending on what type of prison you're in. Not all prisons are where you have a stark room where, you know, the only place you can hide things is a mattress. You can hide things. I'm getting hungry. You can hide things anywhere. You could, dig holes in the ground. You could. So there's a whole variety of places. And people are sneaky. That's what blows my mind. If criminals would use 1/1000th their intelligence and creativity and sneakiness, right, to actually, make a business. I don't want to use the word sneakiness, but if they could use just an ounce of that ability that they have, they could be very successful in a legitimate business, but they don't. So I just wonder where they hide this stuff. They probably sell it and things like that. So very, very interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You guys have to be very careful who's going to be delivering your pizza. You got to make sure they're not hungry. And there is footage, I posted this on my Facebook, of a Domino driver while in the elevator eating the customer's toppings. Do you guys ever get a pizza and you go, gosh, there's not a lot of toppings? And then you call the place going, honestly, there were only like 8 pieces of chicken, really? And they're like, no, there weren't. No, there wasn't. Well, somebody's eating them. So a Domino's delivery driver has been caught on CCTV eating a customer's order in an elevator before dropping it off. The pizza chain has since apologized after security tapes revealed the astonishing behavior in Surrey, British Columbia. In the footage, the employee rushes to take the pizza out of the delivery bag before the elevator doors have a chance to close. Then he picks off the pieces. He's hungry. Eats it. And then he packs it back up, and then he gives it to the customer. So this incident of January 21 was captured by Eureka Security and Concierge Services. The employee on shift that night immediately informed the resident about what happened. And I'm not sure if the resident got a new pizza. What was it, Domino's, where you got the pizza in 30 minutes or less? If not, it was free. And so what movie was that where the person wasn't at the house or then he was like running away from the pizza guy and like 29 minutes and 30 minutes and now it's free. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. So turmeric a day could keep the doctor away. They say if you eat turmeric once a day, it can improve your memory and happiness. It's the ingredient that gives curry its bright color. Found in turmeric, am I pronouncing that turmeric? Curcumin is hailed as an anti-inflammatory with antioxidant properties. And it has also been suggested as a possible reason why senior citizens in India
have lower rates of Alzheimer's disease and better cognitive performance. It is yummy. Published in the American Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry, the research conducted by UCLA set out to examine the effects of the ingredient on people with mild age-related memory loss. Exactly how curcumin exerts its effect is not certain, but it may be due to its ability to reduce brain inflammation, which has been linked to both Alzheimer's disease and major depression, according to Dr. Gary Small, director of geriatric psychiatry at UCLA's Longevity Center. The 40 participants were aged between 50 and 90 years old, all presented with mild memory complaints. Half of them were assigned 90 milligrams of curcumin twice daily for 18 months, while the rest were given a placebo. After monitoring curcumin levels in the blood and undergoing cognitive assessments and PET scans, the study found that those who took curcumin saw significant improvement in both memory and mood. Wow. Yeah, I guess, whenever you hear these studies, you're like, oh my gosh, I need to add this to my regimen and this to my regimen, this to my regimen. I'm still a little nervous because I don't know if 90 milligrams of this has been studied and what else it could do. But I do like the idea that if you look at a group of population and they have less Alzheimer's, true, there is genetic components that could be a factor. But if it is what they eat, I do like the idea of us looking at what they eat. Okay? Now, they say air pollution could be to blame for irregular periods. New research has found that a teenage girl's menstrual cycle could be affected by the air they breathe around and they live around. This is carried out by Boston University School of Medicine. The new study gathered data from 34,000 women taking part in a large-scale nurses' health study, which looked at the health and location of the participants. And the results showed that participants' exposure to air pollution during high school was linked with a slightly increased chance of irregular menstrual cycles and a longer time for cycles to become regular in high school and early adulthood. Now, we know that air pollution can mess with hormonal activity. Could be an endocrine disruptor causing infertility, metabolic syndrome, polycystic ovarian syndrome. But this was the first study to show that exposure to air pollution among teenage girls or girls between 14 and 18 is associated with the regularity of the menstrual cycle, which responds to hormone regulation. So if you do have children that have issues with asthma, high blood pressure, cardiovascular health, disrupted sleep, we've already been telling you, keep them away from some real bad polluted areas. But if you have a tendency in your family to have abnormal menstrual issues, that may be another reason to move. Air quality. They say air pollution kills 9 million people a year. That's a lot. So, we do need to breathe better. I don't know much. I live in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is a bowl. If you guys have ever been to Las Vegas, you probably go to the Strip, which is kind of the center part of the city. It's awesome. You'll have a lot of fun in downtown Vegas. Excellent. Have a good time. But if you stand outside the Strip, well, it's hard because if you walk, do a 360-degree turn, you see a bunch of hotels, so that's got to be hard. But when you fly into Vegas, how about that? When you fly into Vegas, when you drive into Vegas, you will notice that you are surrounded by mountains, pretty much. And so it's in a nice bowl kind of area. And I live in an area, southwest part of town. And as you start going more southwest towards the mountains, you start going to a higher elevation. So I'm in a little bit of a higher elevation where I can look across the city. I don't have a view in my house. We didn't spend the kind of money to get that. But some other people, I'll go to their house because they have a fancy view, but I don't have a view. But anyway, but as I'm driving to my house, if I'm looking out my rearview mirror, or as I'm leaving where I live, you could see the smog settle and some dust and et cetera. Just like with any city will have that. And so living in a little bit of a higher elevation is something that I would recommend to people. But then, of course, you drive down into the city and, you're going to drive into the city. That's just what happens. But where you live, what would be a real nice study is looking at where people live versus where people work. And if you're just in rural America, you're going to be fine. Rural America's great. But if you live and sleep in an area with less pollution and only go to work where there's pollution, are you still going to be okay? My guess is it's all, longitudinal or linear.
The more you're exposed, the worse. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do not expose your dog to purple dye. Apparently, there's a little Maltese. Oh, she's so cute. Little Maltese puppy dog. Little Maltese mix. And she got a purple dye job because I guess her owner wanted to show her off as being purple. And Pinellas County Animal Services, so this has to be in Florida, published graphic pictures this week of the chemical burns this little baby doggy suffered when her owner tried to color her fur purple. They say, do not under any circumstances use hair color intended for humans on your pets. Chemicals in hair dye are toxic. They cause a wide array of external injury to your pet, burns, blindness, and because an animal's first instinct is to lick, it can cause poisoning or internal burns. It's been 3 months after her injuries, and she's finally on a good road to recovery. Violet's eyes were swollen shut. She was limp and listless. She has obvious burns to her skin. They had to give her fluids, pain meds, wash as much of the dye off as they could, bandage her up. And they said when the bandages came off, they breathed a sigh of relief. They go, she really is beautiful. Beautiful little puppy dog. Malteses are gorgeous. So Pinellas County Pet Services reminds pet owners to use only products specifically meant for animals. But honestly, do you guys really have to dye your dog's hair? If you don't like your dog's hair color, then don't get the dog. But, you know, what is funny? I was doing an interview at one of the news stations, and somebody brought their standard poodle in, or a standard poodle, and it was red, white, and blue. Now, I mean, the dog doesn't want that. Dogs want a camouflage. Okay? I've seen that. I've seen my dog wants camouflage, right? Little Uzi will go pee-pee or poo-poo house. I'm like, Uzi! Uzi, is this pee-pee? Is this poo-poo house? So I get all mad, and what does she do? She doesn't run and hide in a corner because she thinks she's going to get in trouble. She will stop and drop wherever she is, thinking that she's camouflaging. One of my cats does that too, Little Snappy. Little Snappy will go to the stairs, and she thinks she's camouflaged by the stairs, and will sit there and drop and sit next to the stairs like she won't see me. I goes, of course I can see your stupid tushy. I'm your mommy. I know where you are. And then I tickle tack and whatever. But animals do not want to be red, white, and blue. They sure the heck don't want to be purple. Get a clue. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're being told that top male BBC earners are agreeing to take a pay cut after it was revealed that male broadcasters were making more than the female broadcasters. So radio hosts Jeremy Vine, John Humphreys, and TV news anchorman Hugh Edwards have agreed to accept reduced salaries. All three appeared on the list released last year that revealed that 2/3 of BBC's highest earners were men. Many of them were receiving far higher salaries. What were some of them making? $214,000 a year. Whew, that's a lot of money. BBC China editor Carrie Gracie quit her post to protest a failure to address the pay gap. She did not appear on the list of broadcasters earning $214,000 a year. My guess is she made a lot less. Well, that's not nice. We broadcasters need money, too. 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.